rocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Miss Chan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of sax great Sonny Rollins with our guest, the late, great Bill Caldwell. Dr. Pearl tries to help a few politicians get it right, and Nedra gets the blues when her man goes all wrong. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening.
Is anybody in here having a good time tonight?
There we go.
Let's keep that rolling along. But before we get started, we want to welcome a whole new station to the 12th Street Jump family, talking about KEOS 89.1 FM in Bryan, Texas.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Bryan, Texas?
Yeah.
Isn't that the home of Texas A&M?
Right. So let's give it up for the Aggies.
As in Governor Rick Perry's alma mater?
Yeah, go Aggies.
And the home of George H.W. Bush Presidential Library.
So?
So how are we going to do a comedy show without insulting Bush or Perry and irritating the nice folks in Bryan, Texas?
Oh. Well, good night, everybody.
Yeah, we're in big trouble, but welcome, Bryan, Texas. Hey, I've got something that will not irritate anyone. It's our own Nedra Dixon getting things started with one of Sonny Rollins' best-known tunes, Doxy.
I moved around a lot when I was a kid, 'cause my daddy was the traveling type. The last thing in the world that he liked to do was to watch the boxes smoking a pipe. Oh, we moved all over the city and the country, and that's the reason why I got itchy feet, and I wanna tell this town goodbye. The only thing I'll miss, yes, after I'm gone, is this very special man I know. He's got a lot of ways to get me to stay. He doesn't seem to want me to go. Wild, that Doxy, he's so wild and he's so foxy. When I need to soothe this thing, my traveling bug, Doxy makes the highway fever go. He makes the highway fever go. He makes the highway fever go. He's foxy. Thank you. I'll miss yet. After I'm gone is this very special man I know. He's got a lot of ways to get me to stay, 'cause he doesn't seem to want me to go. Ain't he wild, that doc say? He's so wild, he's so foxy. When I need to do this thing, my traveling buck, doc say, makes the highway fever go. Yes, he makes the highway fever go. Doc say, makes the highway fever go. He's foxy.
Miss Nedra Dixon.
This week we celebrate the birthday of Grammy-winning tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins. Born in New York City to parents from the Virgin Islands, Rollins started out studying piano, but switched to the alto and tenor sax. During high school, he played with Jackie McLean, Kenny Drew, and Art Taylor. He cut his first record in 1949 and played New York City clubs with cats like Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk.
On September 11, 2001, Rollins was living a few blocks away when the World Trade Center collapsed. Forced to evacuate with only a saxophone in hand, Sonny traveled to Boston 5 days later to record a concert at the Berklee School of Music. Released in 2005, the CD was entitled, Without a Song, The 9/11 Concert.
Rollins was presented a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement in 2004. And a number of his compositions, including St. Thomas, Olio, Doxy, and Erigen, have become jazz standards.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Sonny Rollins made famous. To get that done, we're going to need a great tenor sax player. That would be our special guest, Bill Caldwell.
Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Hey, thanks, Pete. It's great to be here.
You know, we all know that you're a good musician. We've had you on the show before. We've heard you. Now, I'm also told that you are a teacher of music.
That's right. It kind of goes hand in hand these days with the economy. You know, we all have private students and tend to all be teachers and philosophers and anything else we can get.
Oh, I know a lot of people that think they're real good philosophers. But, you know, is there a chapter that you go over with your students, maybe on Sonny Rollins?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I've always said about my favorite musicians is there should be a monument for that guy or that gal. There should be a monument. And definitely Sonny Rollins is one of the first ones that I bring up. He's such an influence to maybe calling him the father of all modern jazz saxophonists is appropriate. He's been a huge influence. A lot of people say you can't teach jazz music, but it can be learned. And you learn it by listening to players like Sonny Rollins.
And you still be listening to him today. What's your favorite piece? If somebody was to go out and pick up an album, what should they grab? All of them?
they're all great. I mean, Saxophone Colossus is kind of the Bible for tenor saxophone players.
Cool.
It can come across as kind of a pretentious title, but it's definitely appropriate, and it's very cool and inspiring.
Well, it's very appropriate and very cool to have you here. Let's get you playing some music. Hey, Joe, what are we going to hear next?
This is a Sonny Rollins original composition, one of his lesser-known pieces, but a beautiful piece in its simplicity. It's called Pet Up House. Mm-hmm.
Bill Caldwell, everybody. And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good, huh?
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a condition,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient's weary thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl. Our first letter is from Rick in Austin. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I've been getting a lot of criticism lately about my grades in college. I got those C's and D's honestly, without any help from my daddy, unlike some people I know. You know, who needs economics anyways? I was a Yale leader at A&M, so I can just drown out all them liberals in Congress. But that C in animal breeding is embarrassing. Even my dog laughs at me. What should I do, Dr. Pearl?
Wow, Rick. I'm going to tell you right now, if you finish in the middle of your presidential run, if you come out in the middle of all the candidates, you're doing quite well. However, that animal breeding grade, that is embarrassing. And I don't know if I have advice on that, but I will help you out. Your grades were lousy. That is a real bummer. And when you're with George W., they call you dumb and dumber. You want to be our president. Those grades won't get you there. You should have found a college that gave you an A-plus for your hair.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Now you're good at executing.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And, coyote shooting.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And let's not forget boot scooting. Put that on your report card, Ricky.
And the next letter is from Dick in an undisclosed location.
Still.
He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I just released my new book where I explain how I saved the entire universe. But nobody seems to believe me. Colin Powell wants to take me hunting, and Condi offered to take me water skiing on some kind of board or something. The Secret Service just changed my code name to Grumpy, but I prefer Snow White. You know, I get no respect, Dr. Pearl. Can you help me?
Yeah, Dick from a disclosed location. You're pushing that memoir and want some flatteries. But critics said it sounds more like you need new batteries. You say you're not a criminal. Those charges won't stick. But when compared to Nixon, you're a much bigger, dick.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
One thing is for certain.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Please let this be your final curtain.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Just go back to Halliburton. And close the door behind you.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So there you have it. If you've got problems, Dr. Pearl is playing your song.
Unless you're Dick from an undisclosed location. Don't call back.
Everybody stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
Well, we're going to keep that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody gets cut, and it's not really a contest, just a chance to hear two great players trading riffs and taking the music a little further. Please welcome this week's cutting contestant, Blake Dybul.
Hi.
Hello, Blake. Welcome to 12th Street Jump.
Thank you very much.
Now, Blake, you are a senior.
Yes, I am.
At UMKC.
That's right.
Graduating.
Graduating.
Congratulations. Let's give it up
I'm
for
excited.
Graduating. And since we're celebrating Sonny Rollins, I need to know, how does he affect you in your world?
My musical endeavors. He's probably one of the greatest influences of most of the people that I listen to. So I started listening to Joshua Redman, and then started listening back to who he listened to. And then, I mean, Sonny Rollins is the man. I mean,
led you to Sonny Rollins. Now, did you listen? How long have you been playing, actually?
About 12 years.
12 years, okay.
Yeah.
So you started listening to Sonny Rollins quite early in your life.
Yeah, around like sixth grade, I think.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Now, Blake, I have one more question. Where exactly are you from?
Kind of all over the place, actually. California, Idaho, Washington, Ohio, parts of Missouri, kind of all over the place.
Okay, so you have a jazz background. The man likes to travel. Now, Joe, we need to know what Blake is going to do for us this evening.
All right, this is a Sonny Rollins tune. It's a blues that he wrote that actually deals with the concept of the flat five in music language. So here's Blake and Bill with Blues 7.
Thank you.
Blake Dybul, Bill Caldwell, thank you very much. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the Eastern Seaboard had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Irene would cause some flooding. That was the weatherman's threat. Irene's gonna cause some flooding. That was the Weather Channel's bet. But Washington didn't notice the difference, 'cause Congress is always all wet.
Steve Jobs is quite a legend. He's a modern-day Henry Ford. But Stevie's retiring, so he'll just be chairman of the board. But you know, the investors, they're all worried that Apple will be cored.
The Aggies left the Big 12. The rest are still in tech. Now the Big 10's got a dozen. Can't colleges add and subtract?
In Texas, they say you all. Well, what they mean is use.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Now here's David Bassi to sing a Frank Lesser tune that Sonny Rollins recorded with the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1953 on a slow boat to China.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. I get you, keep you in my arms forevermore. Leave all your lovers standing on a faraway shore, out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Thank you.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. I'd get you, I'd keep you in my arms forevermore. Leave all your lovers, stand them up, stand them up on the far away shore, out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself, all to myself, well, all to myself. Hello.
How about that, David Bassett, everybody?
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Yeah.
So, if you like jazz like we like jazz, am I doing this right, David?
No.
Okay. <really. laughs> Well, y'all listen up to what David's about to tell you anyways.
Well, you know what, Pete? I want to tell you about some great, great, great new recordings that have come out. Whether you download them or put them on a CD or steal them, we don't even care anymore. We got no issue with people stealing our music anymore. But I tell you what, one of the most added jazz releases this week comes from a bassist named Ben Williams. And he's a youngster who has a New Orleans sound. But man, he's from New York, and it's on Concord Records. It's called State of Art. There's Michael Jackson stuff on there. There's all kind of stuff, but it's very solid jazz music. And then our good friend Giacomo Gates, who was on our show last November, has done something that I haven't seen in jazz since 2000 when Diana Krall did it.
What?
He released a number one record the first week that it came out. And it's the music of Gil Scott-Heron, and it's called The Revolution Will Be Jazz, Giacomo Gates.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
So, Mr. Gates, if you're listening, don't forget us. Now, besides saxophonist Sonny Rollins, we celebrate the birthday this week of bassists Lonnie Plaxico, George Mraz, and Wilbur Ware. It's the birthday week of drummers Mickey Rorker, Elvin Jones, guitarist Peter Bernstein, along with sax players David Sanchez and Dave Liebman. And how about this for a long career? L.A.-based trumpet player, arranger, and band leader Gerald Wilson gets to blow out 93 candles on the cake this year. You know, this is a guy that worked with Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles, Ella Dizzy, Lionel Hampton, Billie Holiday, and a whole bunch of other people you might have heard of. Just happened this week in jazz.
And he has a record on the charts at 93.
Does it come in 8-track?
No.
That's what I got in my van down by the river.
You live like jazz. You've got class.
I hope so. Stay close. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, Pearl, here's something I didn't know about Sonny Rollins. You know, he once took a sabbatical to study meditation and yoga.
You know, I know a song about meditation.
Oh, yeah?
Om on the range.
Huh. You know, I wonder what it sounds like when you play the sax in the downward dog position.
I'm guessing a lot like Kenny G.
Oh. Wow. Well, I try to get that picture out of my head. Here's our guest artist, Bill Caldwell, joining Joe and the band with a Sonny Rollins original, Vals Hot.
Thank you.
got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perking. I ain't got no winnings to lose. Ain't got a dream that's working, no. Nothing but the blues. When saxophones flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, dinner with my mother on Saturday night. What do you mean you're going to the Aggies football game? You're a Yale leader. Huh? You miss dinner with my mother? I'll show you some yelling. In stereo. That's what you said last time. Baby, you really give a girl the blues. Ain't got no rest in my slumbers. Ain't got no fear to bruise. I ain't got not one telephone number. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Let's bring back our cutting contestant, Blake Dybul, to join Bill Caldwell and the band on another Sonny Rollins composition, Olio. Thank you.
And that's our show. Thanks to my co-host Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band. Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of blues man Jimmy Reed. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumpin'.